Greater Manchester Police is increasing security around Jewish places of worship ahead of the Jewish High Holy Days. Additional patrols are being deployed across Greater Manchester as Rosh Hashanah begins on Friday. Police say that since April, officers have already provided more than 5,500 hours of policing presence around religious sites across the region. The additional resources are intended to provide reassurance and help communities celebrate safely. In Stockport, the council has published a major new draft local plan, setting out how the borough could develop over the coming years. The proposals include around 24,253 new homes by 2042, with approximately 8,000 planned for Stockport Town Centre. Around 30 sites could also be removed from the Greenbelt to make way for future development. Councillors are due to consider the draft plan on the 14th and 15th of September, before it moves to another round of public consultation. And in football, Manchester United return to Champions League action tonight at Old Trafford. United will face Azerbaijani side Sabah. Manager Michael Carrick says his team faces a demanding schedule, with another major fixture approaching quickly. After tonight's European match, United will turn its attention to the Manchester derby against Manchester City on Sunday. In Manchester City Centre, financial ratings agency Moody's is doubling the size of its office presence. The company is expanding at 55 Princess Street, close to Manchester Town Hall. Moody's will now occupy approximately 835 square metres of office space and has signed a new 10-year lease. The expansion represents another long-term commitment by a major international business to Manchester City Centre. And finally, one of the key figures behind Stockport's regeneration programme is preparing to leave the borough. Paul Richards, the former chief executive of Stockport's council-owned development company, will leave on the 21st of November to lead a major regeneration programme in Birmingham. During his time in Stockport, he was involved in the delivery of around 1,200 new homes and helped attract approximately £600 million in private investment. His departure comes as Stockport continues one of the most significant town centre regeneration programmes in its recent history. That's your local news update for Thursday, the 10th of September, 2026.